Hey everybody, Rex Bear Leak Project. How the heck are you? This is just a quick update on how the soul is oftentimes trapped in the solar system, or the solar system, our soul system. Hope you're having a beautiful day today, and this just kind of makes sense when you look at it. So you start off, somehow you enter the solar system. Somehow your soul, which is a star, decides to explore a bit, and it makes it here. And it enters the matrix. It enters the solar system. And each planet has a specific frequency. Each asteroid and comet and moon and dwarf planet, bolides, etc. Everything has a specific energy. Imagine when you're listening to your stereo system, if you've got nice connections and nice speakers, you've got this incredible sound. Same with video. If you've got the right equipment and the right wiring, you're going to have a really nice system. Now it's wireless, so you have to have a better connection oftentimes. Well, the same goes for the soul, yet we're in this physical body. Because the soul itself, your spirit, is a spark of a star. You are a star, literally, and the ancients and mystery schools have been talking about this for thousands of years. And you get compartmentalized. You get centralized when the soul itself is quantum, one step at a time. And it's interesting, when I was putting this together, I was listening to music, and my Starlink satellite is completely destroyed. Jeep one. So yeah, anyway, I'm having to record this and then upload this in town. I don't even have a phone connection. We don't get cell phone coverage out here. We don't have internet coverage. So I'm going to be uploading this here shortly, but the reason I'm getting to that and talking about that is, if you think about the soul and your consciousness itself, can you find a finite point within your body? Your body is expression of your soul, of your individual spark, which is quantum and connected to source at the same time, yet it's also disconnected right now. And if you look at star charts, and if you study astrology, the more you study astrology, legit astrology, the more you realize that your star chart is like a blueprint of your soul. And the reason your star chart is so important is because it gives you an understanding of where your soul, when it came into your body, where the planets were, and the frequencies and the energies that they emit. You now can understand, oh, okay, well, because I have Jupiter in Aquarius, as an example, if you know, that's just as an example, you can connect those traits and attributes of Jupiter and Aquarius to your chart. And the more you understand, the more you know, the better you understand the soul. And that's why very powerful people hundreds of years ago attempted to create this personification of witchcraft or demonology with astrology. And that's not the case at all. Our ancestors, the ancients, those very close to source, use the stars and the constellations as a blueprint. And even in the Bible, where it says, the only way through the Father is through me. Jesus Christ being represented as the sun itself. The sun is a stargate. And if you look at your body and the chakras in your body and how they connect to the planets as well, that's another key contributor to your spirit frequency. Karma is connected to frequency. It's a frequency signature. Star charts, you are a star. And when you enter this solar system, you become compartmentalized. You become almost like a battery. And my theory is that there is at least a type 2 civilization that has figured out how to create this frequency fence in the solar system and harness the soul itself. And I was listening to this, the song came on as I was doing this. I sometimes wonder what it would be like to be free. That song came on out of the blue. I'd never heard it before when I was putting this together about the frequency fence. I thought that was very telling and quite interesting. Now, Nibiru means literally the crossing. And I wonder if there is a connection to Jesus Christ somehow and what is referenced as the rapture. But I don't think the rapture or Jesus Christ is necessarily the same as it's interpreted, or they are the same as interpreted in certain public texts. There might be more meaning than that. But notice exit, just the word exit itself, exit, X marks the spot. And in 2024, there's a time frame in 2024 that's 7 years after the events took place in Revelation 13, I believe. There was a prophecy that unfolded in Revelation, where the planetary alignments paralleled perfectly with a scripture out of Revelation, and we can find that later, and I've done that on previous podcasts. 432 hertz is harmony. Synchronicity will be another key signature of your life path and your will and your purpose. The in-between is a location where many deities and entities reside, some of them never born, some of them never die, some of them just are. And they have, you know, if they stay in that realm, when they enter other realms, they have a very different mindset and perspective and viewpoint than we do. And that's, I think, can explain a lot of the abductions by what people call the grays. Not all of them, but many of them. And then you've got the bubble, right? This bubble, this protective frequency fence that you get inside and your fragment gets inside and then it fractions off and it fragments off more from there. And then when you can get back to source, if you choose to, and if you've built up the proper frequency signature, then you go through the sun itself as a stargate, and then you can use the reason astrotheology is so important also, another thought process isn't just because of the seasons and growing and expectations of weather and years and records and GPS, you know, like tracking the stars to get from point A to point B, especially if you were a traveler by sea back in the day, or by foot, or by horse, or by spaceship. You also have different frequencies in these different constellations, and these different locations in the zodiac will absolutely have living entities and beings. Maybe not in carbon life forms like this, maybe. So thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a beautiful day. And check us out on Patreon, folks, because we are uploading exclusive content on Patreon. For the past several years, there's been a lot of stuff I want to talk about that I haven't really been able to talk about. Well, we talk about it on Patreon. And you know what? You can sign up for as little as a buck. So it's the thought that counts. And we really appreciate you. Please share these videos and hit the thumbs up. Leave a comment in the comment section. Hit the bell for subscriptions so you get all notifications. Be well. And be the change you want to see. And I hope to see you September 8th for the Human Design 2.0 with Zen Jen Pinkstone, where she is going to be doing star charts and human design charts on people that sign up. So the first one was such a success, we decided to do another one. And we've got two different tickets for you. So you can join the event and listen to how to do your own chart, or you can have your chart done and listen to how you have your star chart done as well. Okay, be the change you want to see.